Pirates and Tigers. Two teams out. Our fish and crew is double-checking everything at the scores table to make sure that they are ready to go. We hope that you, wherever you are ready to go as well. It'll be Melanie Williams, the 5'11 sophomore, to jump it up against the 6-foot junior Brooke Winchester. Somebody had some jewelry, so they had to make them take it off. Kelly Kratz, the coach at Merrillville, with a kind of a wry smile, like, why in the world did she have that on? Up she goes, tip controlled by Warsaw, and they'll bring it to the near end here in the opening half of play. Bricker dribbles off toward the right sideline. All the way to the wing, poked at by Wells. Drives in, kicks it across. Zartman, open left side three, good. Brooke Zartman drains a three-pointer on the left wing off the first skip pass. And the Lady Tigers have a quick lead. Out top, Jenkins, guarded by Braley Chastain. Trying to work her way in is McSpadden. Viv can't get very far. Out to Wells in the wing, back to McSpadden in the corner. Now out top for Davis. Jenkins to the foul line. Off-balance shot, Williams. Rims no good. Rebound to Winchester. We've said that a lot here today. In transition, Bricker in the corner. Neely for three. Rimming no good. Rebound to Wells for Merrillville. On the far side of the center circle, as she crosses the line, we played a minute. Wells pounding the dribble out top. Gives it off to Jenkins. Jenkins drives in the lane, ran it to Neely. Oh, forced it up and in. Malika Jenkins with a tremendous shot there. It's 3-2. In transition, deep right corner Neely down into Zartman. Kicks it back out for Neely for three. No good. Winchester crashing in from the top, lays it in. Brooke came at full speed and ran right into it and makes it 5-2. McSpadden across the line against Zartman, weaving left and right. Now kicks it into the corner. A drive in by Davis and a whistle, and 3 seconds is called. Wells got caught loitering in the lane, out of bounds to Warsaw. They started the year 1-2, but their two losses were to 3A number 2 Norwell and 4A number 4 Snyder. Winchester on the weave, hands off to Zartman. She'll cut around the corner and drive in, and a whistle and a foul called. Kind of a late whistle, but a foul, and it was the correct call. Wells picked up the foul. That's her first and the first of the game on either team. If you haven't listened to a basketball game yet this season, the rules have changed for team fouls. It used to be 7 team fouls, 1 and 1.5, 10, you shot 2. Now it's broken down by quarters. If you get to 5, it's 2 in each quarter, and the fouls reset after every quarter, and Zartman makes the first one. So there is no more 1 and 1. They completely have gotten rid of that. Zartman's got 4 quick points. She shoots for a 5th. It's up, and Neely is called for a lane violation. Alexis was on one of, she was in the middle lane spot on this side. And we always associate lane violations with moving forward. Alexis was going to, like, do a stunt, circled around. Oh, that should be over the back, and it is. Wells threw the ball. McSpadden caught it in the backcourt, and it's out of bounds to Warsaw. But anyway, Neely moved to her right. She was going to circle around the defender and cut into the lane, but she got outside of her lane mark and before the ball hit the basket. You can't do that. 6-2 Lady Tigers. Back to her cut, Winchester. Heart of the hoop. Up and in, and a foul. A beautiful feed led Winchester to the basket. They want a charge. Score the basket, and I believe McSpadden got the foul. Yes. Vivian McSpadden with the foul, her first. A chance for a three-point play. And a quick 7-point lead for Warsaw. Winchester shoots for her 5th, and it's good. 9-2 Warsaw, 3 minutes in. McSpadden up the sidelines, trapped, in trouble, long, skip pass across, and traveling is called. Malika Jenkins had about 3 moves going on in her head. She tried at least 2 of them at the same time, And Kelsey Wren's going to check into the game for Alexis Neely for the Lady Tigers. Again, if you weren't with us earlier, Kyra Kaiser has a torn ACL. That happened at Snyder a week ago Thursday. She's done for the season. Delaney Villema is recovering nicely, getting closer to a return. It's going to be a while. Bricker on a kickout, three-pointer, no good. Zartman the rebound for Warsaw, and she'll run it out to the right wing and reload it. They kick it around Winchester, wide open 22-footer, in and out. And the rebound is loose and grabbed by McSpadden, and she takes off running. Viv down the middle of the lane, runs down into Winchester, a whistle, and a foul called on the Lady Tigers. That can't be on Winchester. It's not. It's on Zartman. That's her first. Winchester was a little slow to get up. Not because she was hurt, because she was disappointed. She has become the charge taker of this girls' basketball team for Warsaw. She's got five already. I think she would have had a sixth if that play would have gone on a little longer. McSpadden with her first point. She came in today averaging 11 points through the first two games. She had 23 points in their first two outings. Only scored 5 points earlier today in the loss to Northridge. She got her first point here. She has another coming. Second one up. Second one's good. With those two makes, she's 12 out of 18 for the free throw line. Warsaw with the ball up by five. Wren has to go right through her hands. It's taken away by Northridge, or by Merrillville. Alani Roche into the game. She's got it into the front court. Hands off to Jenkins. Neely back to the game for Warsaw. Jenkins being pressured by her. Now a lob back to the near side to Wells. Wells running into trouble at the free throw line, and a foul is going to be called. Oh, and they're going to call Winchester for that one. Her first. That's team foul number two against Warsaw. 4:55 left to play opening quarter. Warsaw leads 9-4. Merrillville will play it in baseline left at the far end. McSpadden looking. Bounces in. Ball tipped away. Grabbed, though, by Davis. In the lane, a runner by Roche, and a half hook is good. Her first points of the day make it 9-6. Winchester to the elbow for Neely. Fakes the handoff, now faces up, gives it back to Chastain in the corner. Winchester for three, air ball. Rebound loose in the corner, and it's saved in. It's loose, and a timeout will be called by Merrillville. Timeout, Lady Pirates. 4:32 left to play, opening quarter. Warsaw 9, Merrillville 6. We're back in 30 seconds on News Now Warsaw. Pirate ball, they trail Warsaw 9-6. Warsaw now will press. McSpadden down here below us to throw it in. Deep in the backcourt to Malika Jenkins. Jenkins behind the back dribble against Bricker. Bricker kind of sliding right with her. Not trying to get too aggressive, at least not yet. Now driving down the right side of the lane and banking it in. And a foul called on the Lady Tigers. Jenkins scores again. She's got four. They called a foul against Kelsey Wren. Wren with the foul, her first. There was some confusion between the officials as to what was going on. The one official was summoning in the player waiting at the scorer's table. Free throw up and good. Jenkins has five first quarter points, and we are tied up. It's 9-9. Seventh straight court scored by the Pirates. Bricker dribbling near side, hands off to Neely. Neely now dribbles it to the middle, gives it to Layla Nepp, and Nepp got knocked over, and the play goes on, and Malika Jenkins takes it down and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Chastain. Ahead to Bricker, being chased from behind, peels off to the left wing, now mishandles the ball, keeps dribbling, and throws it across to Zartman. Zartman open and shooting for three. It's good. Seven first quarter points for Brooke Zartman. Warsaw back to lead 12-9 at 3:40 of the opening period. Wells pushes off, no whistle. In the corner, Roche along three, no good. Zartman in the middle of the lane for the Lady Tigers with the rebound. And to Bricker, wide open. Stop and go move on the baseline. Spins around, throws it back out to Zartman. Now to Nepp. Nepp one dribble, picks up her dribble. Again got knocked over, and the ball goes across to Chastain. Neely for three. Rimming. It hit four times and didn't go in, and it's out of bounds to the Pirates. Winchester back to the scorer's table to check in. Williams will come in for the Pirates. They've been very loosey-goosey at the scorer's table on checking in. If you run past the scorer's table, that's good enough for them. As long as they let both teams do it, I guess that's good enough for me. Wall's left wing lobs back out to McSpadden. Works on a 1-3-1 half-court defense. Lobbing to the right side. New kid in there. That's Michaela Edwards. Down in deep, wide open, and a layup for Nyesha Davis. Davis with her first two. Warsaw leads 12-11, under 3 minutes left. Sartman runs up into a three-pointer and hits another one. She's got a double-figure first quarter. 15-11 Lady Tigers. McSpadden across the line. Back to Wells in the middle. Lost the ball in the lane. Taken away. A steal by Neely, and then Neely got run over, and play goes on. Wells up the baseline, fakes, falls, fires, rimmed it, no good. Winchester the rebound. Outlets ahead to Bricker. Bricker long cross-court pass, Zartman. Zartman back to a cutting Neely. Hop, skip, and a jump, and there's a whistle and a blocking foul called against the Pirates. And the players protested, but it's to no avail. Davis with her first foul. Wren in for Bricker at 2:18 of quarter one. Kelsey will throw it in. Baseline right at the near end, which is the north end of this gymnasium. Winchester out to the wing for Neely. Back to Zartman. Curling and shooting for three more. In and out. And the rebound is grabbed by Merrillville. And a whistle and a foul is going to be called against the Lady Tigers. I think Chastain is going to get this one. It's Braley's first. I have 14 fouls for Warsaw. That is what the board says also now. So the next foul puts Merrillville in the bonus. Warsaw drops back into a 1-3-1 half-court defense. McSpadden at the line. Across the line, Warsaw comes to trap. They lob it back to the near side to Jenkins. Jenkins is looking down there at Williams, but Williams isn't quite open. Now a hop, skip, and a jump down the lane. Jenkins puts it up. She traveled first. The locals don't like it. Neither does Kelly Kratz. Turnover out of bounds to Warsaw. Zartman looks back at Lenny Krebs, who holds up fingers to call the play. Right side to Neely. Neely, one hands it off to Wren, then back to the right for Winchester. Winchester backs down in on Williams. Faking, flipped it out to wing, and it's tipped out of bounds. Last touch by the Pirates. Penn will be in the Tiger Den on Tuesday. 6 o'clock, JV and freshman starts. We'll be on the air starting at 7:10 on News Now Warsaw. It's been a long time since Warsaw beat Penn. Ball tipped out of bounds on the inbounds by Williams. They tried to lob it down in deep to Winchester. It's out of bounds to Warsaw again, this time on the baseline. Wren looking into the corner for Chastain. Out to Winchester, top of the circle. Then back to Zartman, curling from the right for three. It's good again. A 4-3-pointer first quarter for Zartman. 18-11 Lady Tigers. Williams on the left wing in the front court. To McSpadden, out top to Jenkins. Ball went through her hand, but there wasn't a Lady Tiger nearby. Edwards to a cutting McSpadden down the lane. Off-balance shot rolls in. Viv's got four. It's 18-13 with an even minute to play. And Zartman traveled. Uh-oh. Zartman's left foot skidded. And she grabbed that left ankle. Looks like she's okay. Wells is back in. Roche is coming back in. Neely and Bricker back in for the Lady Tigers. Chastain is out of the game. And I'm missing who the other one was. 55 seconds left. Merrillville with the ball. They trail by five. Wells back out to Jenkins. It's a 1-3-1 half-court trap. The corners are open. Wells shoots for three and hits it. Her second of the day. Those are her first points of the first quarter. Bricker back to Winchester. A head fake and a drive. Down inside. Flipped it up. Offensive foul. Roche came in, and Brooke Winchester picks up her second foul with 34 seconds left to play in the quarter. And Lenny Krebs finds out that that's two fouls, and he's going to leave her out there for the rest of this first quarter, including this defensive possession. Lobbing backdoor. McSpadden puts it off the glass. No good. Got her own rebound. Put it up. No good. Rebound. Bricker. 20 seconds. Bricker up the middle. Hits the brakes. Hands off to Winchester at midcourt. Steps up into a 17-footer and missed it. And the rebound's grabbed by Wells. Wells runs the other way on a counterattack. Wells at the free throw line. Spins around 9 seconds. Now 8. She'll back it all the way to the midcourt line. 5-4, Jenkins. A 30-footer, rims no good. Winchester grabs the rebound as the buzzer sounds. 18-16, Lady Tigers after one. We'll come back to Maryville after this 60-second break on News Now Warsaw.